Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Questions and Answers. And we will begin by saying a few words on a topic. The topic is teaching by example. Interesting topic. There is a verse in this regard in Bhagavad Gita. It is, you could say, a classic in this regard. Who can tell me the verse number? Yes, I'm asking all of you. You're allowed to say. You may say. What is it? 321. Who said 321? One of the two of them. Okay, one of you tell us the Sanskrit, please. Loud and clear. I can't hear anything. Well done. Congratulations. We should give you a prize for that. If I had a prize, I'd give you one. Okay. Now, anyone from this side can tell us the translation in English. Are you certainly too humble and shy and just don't want to become too prominent? Okay, then all right, please, go ahead.
Whatever a great man does, Raman does
for you.
Whatever example
he sets
for all
the world. Well done. Yes, very good. Of course, this is Swetha Dweep Prabhu. He knows everything. Yad yad acharati shestas tat tat eve tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anu vartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common people follow. And whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This is chapter 3, verse 21 of Bhagavad Gita. And our subject today is teaching by example. And Srila Prabhupada, if you read the purport of that particular verse, 321, if you don't have a Bhagavad Gita, the ladies over on the side there in the corner, they have. And if you don't have one, you should get one. So you can read the purport. There, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that, well, one point he makes is that you cannot teach people not to smoke if you yourself are smoking. In other words, if you are not practicing what you preach or what you teach, it really weakens the impact, the potency of your message, obviously. And indeed, in Krishna consciousness, we use the term acharya. Srila Prabhupada, so many of you would know, Srila Prabhupada is known as the founder acharya of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not just the founder, not just the spiritual leader or something of that sort, but the particular term which Srila Prabhupada really emphasized for himself, that it must be used in regard to himself, is founder acharya. The word achar means activity, and acharya means one, the basic idea is one whose activities are demonstrations of his teachings. That you just look at how he lives, what he does, what he doesn't do, what his particular emphasis is on, like this. Then, just by observing that person, the acharya, you will learn. And indeed, Srila Prabhupada also said that practice is more important than precept.
Fundraising in Bloemfontein, liquor. Buy a lot. So we were doing some fundraising in the annual Free State agricultural show. It's like the Rand Easter show, but just for the Free State. So it's quite a big event, and we had a stand, a little area in one of the big halls, and opposite us, immediately opposite, like 5 meters away, there was the Cancer Society, and they had their material, don't smoke, and it's very bad for you to smoke, and they're giving out leaflets, and they were telling people, don't you smoke, okay. So they're sort of, one-on-one, they're lecturing the people, don't you smoke. That was the main sort of message. Don't smoke, you won't get cancer. So there was one young man, he was probably mid-20s, something like that. He was a member of their team, and so he was distributing the literature and lecturing the people. But we noticed that about every hour, sometimes every half hour, we noticed he would disappear. And he'd come back after 5 minutes or several minutes. And we thought, maybe he has a prostate problem. Because we were at that point in our lives, we didn't really know what a prostate problem is. But maybe he has some problem of that sort. He has to use the toilet a lot more than the average person. So one day, Ramanujacharya Prabhu, he went out to use the toilet. And as he went out of the tent and out into the open area, there was that young man around the corner, slightly out of the way, and take a guess what he was doing. He was smoking a cigarette. And when you see a bird, you see a little bird hopping around looking for something to eat. You see the bird is looking around. That's what this young man was doing. He was not relaxing and smoking. He was, in a very guilty way, he was smoking and looking around to see if anyone was watching. And our Ramanujacharya Prabhu was watching. And Ramanuja spoke to him and said, come on, why are you doing this? You shouldn't do this, you mustn't do this. You're the Cancer Society. And this young man said, I know. I can't help myself. I'm addicted. So we're saying, teaching by example. And Prabhupada gives that specific example in the purport of that verse. Chapter 3, verse 21. And of course, Ramanujacharya Prabhu came back and told me. And, not in a sort of vindictive way, but we laughed about it in a philosophical laugh. Yeah. Because it proved a number of things. It really showed a number of things. So, in order to teach Krishna consciousness, in order to teach anything, really, particularly these like more personal types of sciences and things like that, and to teach Krishna consciousness, it really helps tremendously in a huge way if you live it. And you will find, even actually, you will find from a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis, that the days your chanting is better and your consciousness is more focused. And like this, the days you're more Krishna conscious, those days when you present Krishna consciousness to people, you'll see, in many cases, you'll see it has a much greater impact on them, and it influences them more than, you know, when you're having a bad day and you got up late and you've still got 15 rounds to do, but you have to just, somehow or other, you have to go and present Krishna consciousness. False alarm. You know, we notice that, particularly those of us who have to present Krishna consciousness regularly. For me, my record for 1 year, it was back in, I think, about 1989, 1990, I actually kept a list of how many classes I gave, how many lectures I gave. And I gave, I forget the exact number, it was a little over 700 in a year. So when you have to do that, like every day, every day, every day, and twice a day, and sometimes three times a day, and you're presenting things, and you're looking at the audience, and you're wondering, how is it going? And there are ways to tell how it's going. One way is, if you see the audience, they're like this. You know it's not going so well. But if you see the audience, you know they're really listening to what you say. They're not, you know, they're not like that. And they're not sort of like this. And, you know, whispering something to their neighbor. Then, you know, it's sort of mediocre. It's like that. So just on a very practical level, what to speak of the difference between a very beginner devotee and a very, very advanced devotee. What to speak of that in the broad sense, but even on just a day-to-day basis, even on an hour-to-hour basis, you can see how the teaching is working or not working, or to whatever degree, like that. So the practice, to practice what you are teaching, definitely, on a simple, practical, pragmatic, objective level, it makes a big difference, observably. So there you go. Okay. So you must chant your rounds. follow the principle and absorb yourself in service as much as you can, and then you'll be able to teach. People will see you, they will learn from seeing you, and when you have to say something, the people will take note. Okay, so that's by way of introduction. Now, we will answer some questions. If we have some questions. And how are you doing anyway? Are you having a nice festival?
Yes.
Thank you. Wow, look at this. We've got loads of questions. Still got no sound system. Here is, you could say, a somewhat esoteric question, maybe not exactly esoteric, but it's a question about a certain detail in Krishna consciousness which some of you might not be so familiar with or aware of. Question is it proper to chant or glorify Lord Nityananda without the accompaniment of Lord Chaitanya's name? Isn't that an interesting point for those of you who are a little familiar with these things? Well, It is better to chant Lord Chaitanya's name and Lord Nityananda's name and the name of the other members of the Panchatattva. Actually, all five of them together. Sri Krishna, repeat after me. Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Shri Vasadi.
Gaura Bhaktavrinda.
Gaura.
Well done, thank you. Incidentally, is anyone trying to get the electricity problem solved? Or are we just... Okay. Just like a similar point, or in principle the same point, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. We don't usually we don't just chant Krishna, 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 Rama, Rama, Rama. We generally don't do that. Generally, we chant, repeat after me, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
Is Radharani. That Hare is Radharani. So effectively we're saying Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Ram Ram, Sita Sita. Or actually that Ram can be taken as Lord Ramachandra. It can be taken as Lord Balaram. It can be taken as Lord Parasuram. Yeah. What is the name of the consort of Lord Balaram? Ravity. Okay. Ravity generally is the main wife of Lord Balaram. In Vrindavan, amongst the gopis, the main conjugal consort of Lord Balaram is called Purnananda. 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 Or it becomes Purnananda. Yeah. So this is effectively what we are chanting when we chant Hare Krishna. And specifically because Hari, H-A-R-I, well, Hara, H-A-R-A, is a name of Radharani. Like Krishna has many names, Radharani has many names. One of her names is Hara. And when Hara is spoken in the vocative case, you understand vocative? How many of you studied Latin at school? Oh, you did? Really? Two other unfortunate
songs.
At university, oh, that's higher level than me. So, yeah, vocative means the case of address. There's nominative, accusative, genitive, vocative, dative, ablative. Should we have a Latin lesson? We could have a Sanskrit lesson. Well, we're having a Sanskrit lesson. Just like Radha, when you say the name Radha in the vocative, addressing, oh Radha, what do you say? Radhe. Radhe. Like we say, Jai Radhe. We don't say Jai Radha. Jai Radhe. We're addressing. So, in Sanskrit, feminine nouns ending with A. In the vocative, the A, letter A, becomes our letter E, which is pronounced A. So Radha becomes Radhe, Vrinda becomes Vrinde, and Hara becomes Hare. And masculine nouns ending with A, in the vocative, what do they end with? Come on, this doesn't take a lot of intelligence. Would you say Krishna? We say Hare Krishna. So masculine nouns ending in A, in the vocative, it remains A. That's why we say Hare Krishna and Rama. There you go, little Sanskrit lesson for you. So we say Hare Krishna, but we're saying, in effect, we're saying Radha Krishna, but that Hare, it's in a particular mood. And that mood is one not just of address, oh Radha, but it's oh Radha, please help me. It's an appeal for help. We're addressing Radharani, but in the mood, please help me to serve Krishna. Please engage me in service to your beloved Krishna. So, episode works like that. Like, for example, so we include Radha and Krishna. Not just Krishna. Radha Krishna. You may have heard that one time Srila Prabhupada, in front of an audience of devotees, sort of like you all here, Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees a question. Would you believe Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, who is God? What sort of question is that to ask a whole group of devotees? It's sort of like, you know, come on. And some devotee put his hand up and said, who is God? Krishna. What do you think? Good answer? Prabhupada said, no. How's that? Who's God? Krishna. No. And Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, Radha Krishna is God. Yeah. So we address together the Lord and his associates. In the case of Lord Chaitanya, in the case also of Lord Nityananda, we address them with their associates. That means the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda. So the answer to your question then, is it proper to chant to glorify Lord Nityananda without the accompaniment of Lord Chaitanya's name? The answer is, definitely better to address them together. In other words, we would not encourage devotees to just have like a Nityananda Kirtan, just, you know, full 5, 10, 15 minutes, Nityananda, Nityananda. Sometimes on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, we may put a little emphasis on Lord Nityananda's name in the kirtan, but just to go into a whole Nityananda kirtan, or on Radhastami, just a whole Radharani kirtan, you know, ongoing, is not really suitable. Although some glorification is there, at least in terms generally of some special occasion. Okay, how does one quieten the mind? How does one quieten the mind during chanting to concentrate on the holy names? See, the thing is this, there is not really like a trick, some like easy shortcut to, you know, from poor chanting to very good chanting just by some little maneuver or some sort of something like that. If you want to chant with concentration, with attention, then the main thing is you have to focus your mind on the chanting. So you're chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Some people ask, what should I think of when I chant? Should I think of a pastime? of the Lord? Should I think about the deity? Should I think about my service? What should I think about? The answer to that, the best answer to that is, just hear the chanting. Just hear the sound vibration. And don't go into some mental sort of thing. This is best, because the process is first step in Krishna consciousness, shravana, to hear, then kirtana, to chant, then comes smalana, to remember. But you cannot chant about something you have not heard about. And if you want to remember something, it's much easier to remember it if you've heard and chanted. Let me give you a practical example. This is sort of a funny little example. You're all going to laugh when you hear this. Ah, you saved my life. An angel.
Chanting, and suddenly
suddenly I noticed this song just came into my mind. My example. And then I realized, hey, what's going on? I got to chant here. I got to get into my chanting. So again, I focused on my chanting. But then, a sort of a minute or something later, I noticed I just called. It was repeating. And I realized, well, you know, this has got into my head. Now, even as I said, even though I was really not a Stevie Wonder fan at all in the bad old days, but if you hear something and hear it and hear it and hear it, it gets into you. Are you just calling to say that I have to stop? So anyway, I focused on my chanting because that's what I wanted to do and that's what I was meant to do, so I did. And after a while I just sort of, you know, see when they faded out. But this is a very important point, that we have to focus our minds, and whatever we hear regularly, and if we chant also, if you chant something, you naturally hear it also. So like this, then you remember, then your attention becomes focused. And the thing about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the different mantras we chant, but particularly the Hare Krishna mantra, is very special. Because it is spiritual sound vibration, it is on a higher level. And actually it is more powerful than ordinary material sound vibration. So if you focus your attention on the spiritual sound vibration, and you really try and make some effort, then you'll see that even though initially your mind may be going here and there and just thinking about whatever, but if you try, if you make an effort to give your attention, you'll find your attention will gradually start to gravitate towards it, because it is more powerful being spiritual and not material. And, you know, ultimately that's why I'm not singing, I just called to say I loved you to this day, but rather Hare Krishna. Because, you know, as this phenomenon was happening, I made an effort to get into my chanting, and I did. So it works like that. But one other thing I can say is, first thing is you have to make an effort to give your attention. And even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 6:26, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita 6:26? Thank you. Yeah, I don't know the Sanskrit either offhand. But what Krishna says basically is, from wherever your mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, from that place, you must pull it back under the control of the self. And we don't want to just be swept along by our minds and our senses, or just whatever your mind comes up with, you just, you know, that becomes everything for you. So we have to try to give our attention. And then, because it is more powerful than material thoughts or material sound vibration, if you try to give your attention, you'll find your attention will start to come to the mantra. But there are some other factors. That's the essential one. some other factors also. Like, it is very good to chant with other chanters. Birds of a feather flock together. You know, there's all sorts of sayings. If you get together with other people who have the same interest as you, and you work together on that same subject that you're all interested in, then you get into it more. That's just, you know, it's just a very simple thing. So it is very good to chant with other people who are chanting. It really, you know, an atmosphere is created, and it helps everybody. Then it is very helpful to chant in what we call Hare Krishna, a sacred space. This is just a term which has been recently adopted.
Says, according to Chandra, Jai Krishna dancing on the tap.
Okay. Yeah, a space, a suitable place, where there's a suitable atmosphere. You know, if you're walking down West Street, Saturday morning, or Saturday 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, something like that, and it's busy, it's noisy, and so on and so forth, and you're trying to chant to yourself, then there's like challenge, external challenge. But if you're chanting in a very suitable place, nice atmosphere, clean, with nice pictures, and so on like that, pictures of Krishna, then that is conducive. That helps with the chanting. You can also play a tape or a CD of Prabhupada or some devotees chanting on their beads quietly. And that can also be very conducive. And generally it helps. So these are some thoughts on how to quiet the mind during chanting to concentrate on the holy names. Next question. How do we give the message of Lord Chaitanya to other fallen souls? Well, as I said earlier, well, our theme was what? The importance of teaching by example. If you want to give the message of Lord Chaitanya to other fallen souls, first of all, follow the message yourself. How's that? Be consistent. Yeah, with your message. Then, what Srila Prabhupada recommended for helping people to become Krishna conscious, you know, people who have had no contact like that, who are new to it, is particularly Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes we do a little exercise where there's a group of devotees, then we ask, how many of you first had like substantial contact with Krishna consciousness through Prabhupada's books? And we ask people to put their hands up, and in many cases the majority of people put their hands up that somehow they got a book and it really made an impact. How many of you in your first contact with Krishna consciousness found that Srila Prabhupada's books were really an important factor? Well, look at that. That's even more than I expected. Yeah. So if you want to give the message of Lord Chaitanya to other fallen souls, then follow the message, apply it in your life, and give the message in the form of Prabhupada's books. Let me tell you another interesting little story. We were once, I joined our movement in London, and we were staying at Bhaktivedanta Manor, just outside London, a place given to us by George Harrison. And one day, one young man, you know, sort of early 20s or mid-20s at the most, just walked in with his bag.
Exercising
my fingers. He just walked in. And he said, here I am, I'm joining the temple. I'm moving in. Got my stuff, here I am. And we asked him, oh, really? Did you meet the devotees before? No. Did you get one of our books before? No. Did you... I don't know, what happened? And he said, well, you know what happened? Very interesting thing happened. He said, I was in a public drinking house. A pub. Somewhere in England. And there I was, drinking beer. And one other young man, I'd never seen him before, he just walked in, just sat down next to me and started drinking beer. And somehow or other we struck up a bit of a conversation. And somehow or other it turned to the subject of religion. And we're saying, yeah, you know, Christianity this, and Islam that, and Buddhism something else. And whatever, whatever. And this other fellow, he said, you know what? Hare Krishna is the best. And so this the man, no, he told this man, young fellow who just walked into the temple, Hare Krishna is the best, like really emphatically. And so this young man said, oh really? Well, why? And, you know, what is it? And so on. And this other young man said, yeah, I was a Hare Krishna devotee. I was living in the temple, but I couldn't manage it. So I left the temple, and here I am drinking beer. So what can I do? But I still know Hare Krishna is the best, and then he started explaining why it was the best. And this other fellow, he got convinced. And he came and joined the temple, and he's still a devotee. So, but anyway, don't you use that preaching strategy. No preaching over a pint of beer or some dukkha or anything like that. How do we... Oh, and the one gentleman who came walking up here, you remember a few minutes ago? He said that he read it back to Godhead. It says that when you chant, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So that's true. The only problem is, or a problem is, our tongues are in a material condition. Therefore, we may not be able to feel Krishna, even though he is dancing on our tongue. We may not be able to feel Krishna. And so when we chant, it may just seem like just, you know, anything. But when you become advanced in chanting, then you will feel Krishna dancing on your tongue. That's a fact. And then you will see Krishna dancing on your tongue. Not that you will stick your tongue out like Kali Ma. Then you'll see Krishna. But with your internal vision, with your inner vision, you will see Krishna within your heart, dancing as you chant. Change finger. I'm right-handed, my finger's stronger. How do we value the association of devotees and maintain those relationships. Well, you know what? One time, Prabhupada was asked, how do you become sincere in Krishna consciousness? And you know what Prabhupada said? He said, you become sincere by being sincere. Yeah. In other words, it's not a trick. It's not a trick. You know, press a certain, the sincere button, and then, oh, then suddenly, you know, you're very heartfelt and whatever, sincere. Prabhupada another time was asked, what does sincerity mean? What does it mean to be sincere? And Prabhupada answered, sincere means to follow each and every instruction of mine, no matter how small. That's an interesting one, isn't it? So really, I mean, that's a very good one. We should read Prabhupada's books and learn what it means to be Krishna conscious and how to be Krishna conscious like that. And then we should do it. Then we should do it. And not just, you know, read it. Yes, we read Bhagavad Gita. Yes, very good, very good. Okay, now I've finished Bhagavad Gita. Now on comes the television. Choti Babu. Or off to the movies. What is it? Diwali Dunyana Le Jayenge. And when I go back home, I'll finish my rounds. Sure, no problem. I'll finish my rounds. But that's not really being sincere. So how do we value the association of devotees? By valuing it. If you appreciate Krishna consciousness, you will appreciate people who are Krishna conscious. Like, if you appreciate music, you will appreciate the musicians and the composers of the music. You will. And just like I mentioned those couple of movies or television serials, you know, if you really appreciate Bollywood, you'll really appreciate Shah Rukh Khan, isn't it? I remember many years ago, what was the name? Amita Bachchan came to the Chequers Center in Chatsworth, not far from our temple. And the whole of Chatsworth descended on the Chequers Center. Plus the whole of Phoenix went there. And, you know, Effingham Heights and Shellcross, and you just name it. They were all there and you could not move. Even in our temple, we couldn't drive out the driveway. There was just too packed out. So, you know, who is Amita Bachchan? Is he really such a worthwhile person? I mean, on a personal level, is he such an outstanding either intellectual or whatever? Is he? No. But because he's a clever actor and people are enamored by the movies, so they value him. And there was another one, we were in Cape Town again, raising funds. And that fellow from the, I think it's a TV serial, The Knight Rider, heard of that? I never knew the guy's name, but anyway, he came to the shopping mall. And, you know, the whole of Cape Town came to the shopping mall because they appreciate the movie.
So if you appreciate Krishna consciousness, you will appreciate people who are Krishna conscious. And you'll value them. And you'll want to be with them. And speak to them and learn from them and associate with them. It works like that. Okay, I am going to close now, and I will hand you over to His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, who will sort out any of the misconceptions I may have sowed in any of your hearts, clear any of the confusion I may have created, so please don't go anywhere. But for my part, thank you all very much for listening very patiently. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Just before Maharaj comes on stage, I've been asked to announce, on the table right here, on your left, there's a special apparently, Bhagavad Gita's only 80 rand, Science of Self-Realization 35, subscribe to Back to Godhead for 200 rands per month and get a whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam free. Subscribe to Back to Godhead for 150 rands a month, get a whole set of Chaitanya Charitamrita free. Subscribe to Back to Godhead for 50 rands per month, get a Ramayana free. And subscribe for 100 rands a month, get a Prabhupada Leela Amrita free. Hare Krishna. I will take out a subscription.